Hi, and welcome back to Two Girls in the World.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
I mean, you're in a blanket.
I know, I'm actually freezing. Studio is so cold.
I know, but I'm a warm person. I understand it's cold because there is people like you that are cold people that tell me.
Yeah.
But I never feel it like you do anyway.
Yeah, no. But when I'm in here for like too long, I really start shivering.
And especially if you're
and I've
naked.
I've got purple lips. Yeah.
Well, you've not been naked in here for a while, have you?
No, not really.
Oh, that needs to change. Should we do a naked
Soon.
Shoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what have you been up to? It's just been bank holiday.
Bank holiday. I went to a food festival on Sunday.
Where was that?
It's Stockport. Do you know White Bottom Farm? No. You won't. It's not. It's just a farm in Stockport. I've done a wedding there, so
right,
I know
okay.
about it.
How did you know about this festival?
Do you know what I love?
What?
Manchester's Finest.
Oh, yeah.
I had subscribed to their email, so it tells you, like, what's going on. I remember we got back from Thailand, and I was like, oh, is there anything we could do? Like, the weather was nice.
Yeah.
So I booked it the other week. It was good. It's family friendly. Mm-hmm. So I went with Rick, Richard and my mum.
Yeah.
And it was good, but I feel like they couldn't have really called it a food festival.
Oh, was it not much food?
No. Do you remember when we went to Heaton Park Food Festival?
Yeah,
I'm booking
it. Loads of stuff. Oh, are you going?
I'm going to go again.
Yeah, I got the email.
August the 3rd or 4th, I think, the Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Definitely going again.
Yeah.
There was loads,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
okay.
There was loads going on.
So this place, it was like a burger, hot pizza, coffee. There was an ice cream stand.
No, you can't call yourself a food festival. That's just a festival.
I know, I feel bad. It was their first year, but the main pull was, I'm making it sound quite bad, we couldn't really do the main bit of it. There's all Michelin star chefs and stuff doing demonstrations, and you could have like free food of stuff they were making. But that was in like a tent. I couldn't be in with Richie. We need to be on the grass, him playing. So we didn't get to actually experience that.
Right, that was the food
festival. Yeah, and I kind of like went and listened, and it did seem good. And they were handing out bits of it. I managed to get a chicken wing.
Oh.
And I went, yeah. But because I felt bad because I just kind of stood there as they were, that's how I figured
out
that they were doing free food in there. Yeah.
What's that?
And I went, oh, can I take one for my husband? And there was a guy stood next to me. And she looked at him as if to be like, are you the husband? And he looked at me like that, and she just let me anyway. But clearly you don't take something for someone else as well. It wasn't that type of situation. And I'm there running away with my two chicken wings like, Rick, look what I've got. And then Richie had mine anyway.
Oh.
He loves chicken. I call him
spicy.
Chicken boy. No, it was just like, no.
Oh, you need to get him to Nando's.
Yeah. I just pulled the chicken off. He didn't like gnaw on the bone or anything. But yeah, so I did.
1 year old just sat like eating a chicken wing.
But yeah,
perfect.
Now my mouth's getting all wet and I'm thinking about this chicken wing I didn't get to eat.
Tight. Oh,
yeah, anyway. So yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a nice day out. It was quite nice weather. Richie loves playing ball. We were on the field. Like it was nice, but I was really shocked at how little food there was. And I felt like I knew there was all these chefs here, like people from MasterChef. I thought the food was going to be better.
Yeah, like everywhere. Like really good stands and stores.
Yeah, no. Oh, so yeah, what have you been doing?
Not really much. I went to my sister-in-law is such a good cook.
I saw that meat. Was that
amazing.
Lamb?
Yeah.
I fucking knew that was lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I must be hungry. I know we've just eaten, but my mouth.
You're like,
that lamb, and it had pomegranates.
Pomegranates.
Like, oh. Was it a bit Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
Oh,
so she
my
made
God.
This full, like, Turkish feast. She even went to this Turkish shop in Cheetah Mill. She said it was amazing. Like, there was
what
so much stuff there. I know. And I felt really tight on her, to be honest, because...
Does she have another seat at the table?
Well, I'll make sure she does next time.
Thank you.
But, like,
you.
A month ago, we invited everyone round, and me and Mike are not, like, top hosts at all. And we ordered... We got some steaks from the butchers.
Did you order Domino's?
No, we would have. No, we got some steaks from the butchers, and we thought, we're, like, hitting it here, getting these steaks from here. Because, like, because my sister-in-law loves, like, proper food, she would never just eat meat from, like, Tesco.
Right.
Always goes from the butchers. Yeah. So we got these steaks, and I was like, oh, I'll just make some nice homemade wedges. I don't know what happened to my wedges, but they turned yellow and went so soggy. But I was just like...
Did you use oil?
Yeah.
Salt and pepper?
Yeah.
How did you cook them?
I literally put them in the oven. I don't know what went wrong. Really don't know what went wrong.
Right.
And so anyway, I give her these...
Wait, no. I can't just let you get away with this. How do you fuck up wedges?
Because I'm shit at cooking. This is why I do gusto.
Potato.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened.
I need to
know.
But
they went soggy. And Mike kept calling them turmeric chips. And I was like, I'm not putting any fucking turmeric on them. Stop saying turmeric chips. I was getting really annoyed. Oh. Anyway, I serve her up this shit tea.
Yeah.
And then
And how did you cook the steak?
Oh, no, we did quite well with the steak.
Oh,
like,
good.
Mike does that in the pan.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But then we had, like, a shit sauce from Lidl.
Vic.
Peppercorn. I know. I said to Mike, you need to go to, like, M&S to get the peppercorn sauce. Can't be arsed.
Do you know
just
what,
get it
though?
From Lidl.
Peppercorn sauce from M&S is a bit... It's actually not the best.
Oh, really?
M&S.
It's a bit petrol-y. Oh.
Yeah.
Petrol.
Yeah, like, you'll know what I mean. Like, the core. Yeah, it's a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this one was like they'd put half a can of vinegar in it. It was not good.
I love vinegar.
Oh, yeah, but this, it was not good. So, but anyway, besides the point, that's the type of stuff that we're giving to her. And, like, a shop-bought sticky toffee pudding.
Oh.
She will spend 3 days in the kitchen making the most phenomenal feast. She made all these salads. She'll, like, hand peel the chickpeas to make a hummus.
Your brother is a lucky fucker.
I know. And I kept saying to her, I feel so bad that you're doing all this. Like, can we at least give you some money? Or, like, what can I do? She was probably thinking, you fucking stay well away, hun. But, no. She...
All you can do for me is nothing.
Please.
No, we ended up baking her a banana bread.
Oh, no.
You can't go wrong with a banana bread.
Vic, you can't go wrong with wedges.
Clearly you can. So, yeah, she made this gorgeous, like, Turkish feast. She even made, do you know, like, cigar. They're called, like, cheese cigars. But it's basically,
basically
like cheese in this phyllo pastry. She got like the proper Turkish phyllo pastry. A little bit thinner.
God.
Oh my God. It was all just, she made her own olive and halloumi bread.
Stop it.
I'm not even lying. She did it all.
I don't believe
it. I know,
it.
Yeah. But she's just amazing at it.
And is she trying to win it? It's like, is there anything else going on? Is this just for fun? Is she trying to win you over?
Yeah, no, she genuinely, like, because when I was like, I feel tired.
I've met her, actually. She's dead nice, isn't
she? Yeah, she is. Like, she genuinely just likes to, like, make people happy through food.
Yeah.
And, like, for her,
I do, to be fair.
Yeah, like, you're similar.
Yeah, but she sounds like, I don't go to special shops and stuff.
Yeah, no, but she, I think she just... Like, for her, I was like, I feel so bad you're doing all this. She was like, well, I've been busy at work and this is my happy place. Just being in the kitchen, cooking all this food. And, like, do you know when you just know when everyone's sat at the table? Like,
going,
This is so... You know when someone's just like... Like, I just knew she was buzzing. And, like, I sent her a message after it as well.
Yeah, being
like that
food
was amazing.
Phenomenal. Did you screenshot the iMessage going, wow?
I didn't, but I'll let her know.
She'll tell her to listen to this
she's
episode.
Oh, yeah. She's got a full segment. But, yeah, my God.
Lauren, can I come next time, please?
She makes her own everything. Like, her Christmas dinner. I'm not a big Christmas dinner person.
How,
to be honest,
I don't get that, because is Christmas dinner not just like a Sunday roast?
Yeah, but I'm not a big Sunday roast person.
Oh,
so like
I
that's
thought
why I'm
you
not
was.
A big Christmas...
You will sometimes go for a Sunday roast.
Yeah, I will, but because Mike loves a Sunday roast.
Oh, okay.
And I'm
okay.
Not like I don't go for a Sunday roast and think, oh, I'm really not enjoying this, but I'm not someone who would necessarily crave a Sunday roast. No,
but you do, you love picky bits, you know.
Yeah,
you love like hummus bits. And yeah, crisp and
that's
stuff
why
like
this yeah, food was just, the best because I yeah. just kept, she'd made like fattoush salad and like, oh, just I could just have all these salads and yeah. dips and stuff, a little bit of meat.
Yeah. Mm. Gorgeous.
So yeah,
gorgeous.
That was basically the only thing I did over the bank holiday.
I mean,
weekend.
If that was the, that sounds better than my fucking food festival. If that was the, I would swap you. Yeah. I'm not joking. I'll swap you.
Oh, you would have loved it.
Oh my god. Right. Well then.
So today's topic is for the girls and the guys. Who were feeling, but mainly the girls, who were feeling behind in life. Or maybe you find yourself like questioning, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Which I tend to quite often. Mm. Maybe you find yourself comparing yourself to your friends and where they're up to in life, or just people you're following on social media. Like, I know every single time I put a question box out, just kind of asking for general questions, dilemmas, struggles, anything like that, I will get bombarded with messages from people being like, I've just gone through like a 10-year breakup and I'm 30. I'm 30 and I'm hating my job. I want to change my career. I'm 30 and I don't have a partner. I'm 30 and I want to have babies, but I don't have anyone to have babies with. And it's like, I don't know. It's like this hitting 30, like late 20s, early 30s, where people go into this panic mode.
Yeah.
And like, I don't, have you ever like felt like that or noticed that in people around you?
I have. I definitely felt it around, like, why is 30 such a big thing? But obviously that was 5 years ago yeah. for me. But the way I experienced and I suppose experience it is to do with babies, really. Mm. Just like, I feel like age is a bit of a factor with like conceiving and like giving birth and stuff like that. So that like pressure of me thinking, what the fuck am I doing? One of the main areas in my life where I get it is like, right, it was right, I need to have a baby now. Mm. It's a bit like, right, when do we have baby number two?
Yeah.
Like, I need to do this. But then sometimes I really, like, step back and remind myself, like, I have three friends that are all over 40 that all gave birth last year and this start of this year. So sometimes, like, I think, right, look, you can chill. And then other times I'll go the other way and it depends what bloody day it is.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh my God, no. Like, you're classed as a geriatric mum when you're 35. Like, I need to have another baby. And I feel like that societal, like, pressure.
Yeah.
To, like, have a baby and it's not going to be right if I don't because I'm too old. So I get it in that way.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's a really normal fear because whilst it's, you know, whilst there are people who are having babies late, like, we are always fear-mongered.
Yeah, but it is like, the thing is, it's actually science-based. And yeah. So I do get why that is a real yeah. fear.
But then people are doing it 5 years older than you.
Yeah.
And, like, doing it fine. So it's
doing
just
it
like,
and doing it good.
it's a really difficult one, that, because... But then, there might be people listening to this thinking, well, I want babies and I'm like 32, I don't even have a partner. And I don't know about you, but something that I see or like I notice quite often is when somebody is in their like early 30s or even late 30s and they meet someone, I feel like it's fast tracked.
Yeah.
I feel like
said that.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. But like, so for example, like being with someone so young, like Mike, like, what, I was 16 when we met. Mm-hmm. I was 32 when we got married.
Yeah.
It took that long. Obviously, like, you know, it's a long time to be with someone.
Yeah.
But I just feel like if we would have met at, later say, on. Age 30, we also would have been married at 32.
Yeah, exactly. And I see it happen so often. And I think it's because, like, when you meet someone when you're young, like, you know, if Mike asked me to, well, he basically did tell me he wanted to marry me when I was like 24, and I was like, absolutely no, like, no, like,
like, absolutely no.
No, but so I would not have been ready, whereas like he was more ready. We had to wait 10 years, but I think people panicked.
Did he resent you for that at all? I feel no, like guys don't give a shit, do they?
No, he understood. And like I swear I would have. Did I not share this story like when we did the proposal?
Maybe. I don't know what you're about to say.
I don't know it. I don't know if
you had weird feelings about marriage back in the day.
Yeah, but no. So basically, avoidant. This that happened when I just got back from traveling, mm-hmm. and then I was like, I want to go again.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think he didn't hear it as me saying I want to go traveling again for myself, because like this is what I need to do for myself.
Yeah.
He kind of heard that as I don't want to be with you. I want to go traveling. Whereas like that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
And so like he kind of was like, oh well, you know, I thought we would be getting married this year. Like I was going to propose to you this year. And like that sent me absolutely underpants, because I was like, what the fuck? Like, no, I need to go and like live my life. And
you're like, I want to go to Philippines.
I wanted to go to all these places. But I think he understood. And that was when we broke up for like 3 days and I went, moved home and then moved back. But he understood that, because of like having the eating disorder and all of that, I'd missed out on like those years where all my friends were going traveling and stuff. And I feel like when I went when I was 24, which was instigated by Mike, because it was Mike who was like, we're going to Vietnam and then you're staying.
Yeah.
And like really appreciate him for doing that.
He like dangled the sausage and then took it away when you got back.
Exactly. So,
and we love sausage.
We do. We love it. Big, juicy. Long one. What? The M&S. What? M&S extra special sausages.
Oh, like the hot dog ones.
Oh, God, no. Hot dogs. No, just they're like...
Wiener. What?
They're not wieners. An extra long sausage is not a wiener.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is an extra long sausage?
Just... So the M&S, like, extra special, the kind of the Cumberland, really long, really girthy...
Right.
Yeah, nice. But so anyway,
add that to my shopping list. Yes.
But anyway, like there's no point in me telling this story. I think basically what I'm trying to get across is if you gauge what your next relationship is going to be like based on your kind of like 20s or teen relationships where it's like long and nothing's really progressing because you're both still growing up and neither of you are ready to go, like get married, have babies, that is not how a relationship is gonna go when you meet someone in your 30s, because I feel like by that point you know what you want, they know what they want, you know who you are, and things do just progress.
I fully agree. I say it myself, definitely. But then what about those people that like are even old? Like I've got friends that haven't even met the love of their life yet.
Yeah.
Like that must feel so, what is even the word? Like it's a bit scary for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they can't even like picture how their life's going to turn out. Their love life is going to turn out.
I think it's so hard, and it's hard for like me or you to even give advice on it. I have, like, because we're in long-term relationships, but some of my best friends who are single, I'll just say to them, like, when they're in that dating phase, even though we are in that stage of our life where the next person you meet, you want that person to be the person, you want them to be the one, I think it's really hard to go into dating situations with the mindset of this needs to be the person I'm going to get married to and have babies with.
Yeah.
And like whilst that might be the intention in meeting the person, like if you go in on your dates, like your kind of casual dates trying to meet a person with that like pressure, it's going to make things so difficult for you. Like whereas when you're meeting someone in your 20s, you're just having fun, and I think...
And you might even give a red flag when you're not a red flag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So I think when it comes to like the dating, if you are someone who wants to meet someone, like really try to take that pressure of this needs to be my person off it, and like try to have that like playfulness,
just having
like
a nice time.
Yeah,
let's see what happens.
Yeah,
yeah. But I bet it's just so hard when you're in it.
I think so.
Especially if that's what you really want. Yeah. Some people don't want that. Mm-hmm. And that's fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, I love it when people make quite like bold decisions as well. Like we're talking about how everyone is just at completely different stages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I've got a friend who has fully decided she does not want kids. Not at all.
Yeah, I've got friends who don't want kids.
Careless. Just going to travel the world with a mm-hmm. husband. Works hard.
And
she's
having the best time ever, isn't she?
Yeah. And I think that's like fab.
Yeah. I've got a friend who just wants to, she literally just wants to build like a business empire.
Really?
And have dogs. She just wants loads of dogs.
Love that.
No babies. And like made that decision from being really young.
Yeah. But do you know what? That's what I think can be difficult though. Knowing what you want from like a really, really young age. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you can like fully go into it and like work towards it. But I think it just must be hard when you find yourself in certain circumstances that you didn't, you wouldn't really choose to be in yourself. Yeah. But I think like as long as you like have your friends mm-hmm. or like just a few people to like have a nice time with, like I feel like...
Laughing at me giving advice. I'm just wondering where you're going with this. As long as you've got a mate you can finger, you're all right.
As long as you can get those extra long sausages
from M&S.
From M&S. It's all you're going to need to get you through. Oh, God. I think I was like, I'm not joking. I think I was getting a bit hungry and I started like talking, but my brain wasn't connecting with what I was saying. Right. And then I just burst out laughing because he had no clue what I was talking about.
I didn't really know what you were talking
about. I'm still thinking about the sausages.
What is wrong with you? We literally just ate.
I don't know.
Right, go on.
So where do you or have you felt behind in life?
I think the only place where I'd feel behind in my... Well, I don't know if it's the only. My mind changes every day. But a place where I have consistently felt a bit behind in life over the last couple of years is my career. And like we spoke about this before, mm-hmm. how when I was younger... So like I got into this job when I was in my 20s, early 20s. And... I felt like everybody around me was older than me. And so even when I was personal training, everyone was so much older than me. Like I didn't know anyone who was my age who was self-employed, like had their own business. And so I used to feel like I am fucking smashing it. Mm-hmm. And I now, like I feel like I peaked in lockdown. Like I probably made the most money I've ever made. I feel like
everyone was on
things
the phones,
was going like wild for me. Yeah. And then I feel like I've just kind of, I don't know, like now I just feel like I'm existing with not too much purpose behind what I'm doing other than making money. And I think, yeah.
Can I just ask something?
Yeah.
I wonder if, do you think that's because you stopped the Glow Up project?
I think it plays a role. Like the Glow Up project definitely, it gave me like that sense of purpose and like that sense of community. Because the thing with Instagram, like people, obviously people are connecting with you and like liking your stuff and maybe commenting on your stuff.
Getting those dopamine hits.
Yeah, but there isn't a community. Whereas like the Glow Up project, I could see the people I was helping and like I could talk to the people I was helping and like that really meant a lot for me. And I think, do you know, even with the retreats, like this year I've not got a retreat on.
Oh, your retreats are so good as well.
Yeah, but and like my retreats are a reminder to me of like who I'm talking to and like what people are actually going through, who are following me, and it really like brings me back.
Yeah.
And do you know what?
Back to the beginning.
Yeah. To be honest, like I say I peaked in lockdown, like I had never done a retreat prior to lockdown because I just didn't think I could do one. Mm. And since then I've done three and they've all been like really successful and I've loved them. So I guess in other ways, maybe I've stepped up in terms of my self-confidence towards what I'm doing in my work. But I think I do sometimes just sit there with, I've got the same job that I started when I was 20, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, what am I doing? Like, where is this going?
Yeah.
Where do I want it to go? Like, do I still want this for myself?
I think it can just maybe be a lonely place, like your type of work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you like, don't
really
have any...
really lonely, but so you don't have any
co-workers or anything like that, because I know photographers can really struggle with that. Mm-hmm. I don't too much at all. Like, I can happily, I can be quite disciplined and I can edit by myself. You know, like, some people will have to go and edit in a cafe or co-work to be around people because they need that sense of, like, I suppose community, like some people will have in an employed job when they work with other people. I don't find I need that.
Yeah.
But I feel like it can be a lonely place in terms of, like, gauging where you're at as well, mm-hmm. or like getting motivation from other people. Like, sometimes, even though me and you are in the same like industry, really, like when we'll sometimes have a chat, you might give me a little boost, and I feel like you'll be like, oh, like I'm not doing that good. I'm like, you're literally smashing it. Mm. You do so well. Sometimes I feel like you just need a little bit of a reminder from someone else, or how they, I don't know if it's just how they view things and that can change how you view things. Uh-huh. But yeah, I think that sometimes helps.
Yeah, no, I think so. But like, I did a question box.
You love a question box.
No, and the amount of messages, and this is the most I've got on, like, of people asking the exact same question. And mm-hmm. it was like, I'm 30 and I'm not happy in my career. Or people weren't given an age. They were just like, I've been in my job for 10 years and I'm not happy. Yeah. And I want to change. I want to do something else. I don't know what I want to do. Or some people do know what they want to do, but they're scared to make that change because they feel like they're at a certain age. So how do I just change it now?
Yeah.
And I think it's such a... I think it's easy for people like us because we have been self-employed mm-hmm. throughout. We've always only ever known being self-employed. Yeah. Like, naturally, our mindset towards work and money is we will make something, like, if stuff falls to shit, we'll make something happen and we will make money.
Yeah.
Whereas I think when you have always been self-employed and you have that, well, you feel like your stability comes from being employed and people paying you every month, mm-hmm. it can be really hard to think, right, how could I ever be in a space or a position where I think have that, I guess it's like bigger picture thinking towards making money mm-hmm. through work. But mm-hmm. I don't know, some of these people, maybe they just want to change career and they don't necessarily want to become self-employed. But like, what do you think about changing jobs at, say, 30 or like 35.
I think we feel a really similar thing, that it's really important to be happy in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And we both are really, like, fundamentally, like, well, I, like, photography is literally my passion.
Yeah.
I could never, I always think if I, like, won the lottery, you know, I'm going to win my 27 million.
Yeah.
I would still take photos. Yeah. I would still work mm-hmm. in some way, probably not charged, but taking photos because I fucking love it.
Yeah.
But I sometimes feel like a dick kind of saying, oh, you need to love what you do mm-hmm. because I have that. And maybe it's not that easy to do and achieve. Mm-hmm. But I really think it's important to try. Yeah, so no matter what age you are, if you're not happy, I don't think you should let age be that, like, limitation.
Yeah,
I think you should just try anyway, because say what, I'm 30 and I hate my job. When do you think you're going to stop working? Because it's probably going to be another 30 years.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, you've got another...
A long time. Like, I mean, by the time we're old, like, what's it called now when you start working? Retirement age.
Yeah.
That's going to have gone back.
Oh, God.
100%.
We'll be 70. I don't even know. You'll be whoring on Instagram when you're 90.
I'll be like, check this bush. I will have joined OnlyFans. I'll be like, fuck this.
You'll be like, Zim Zimmer. Or you'll be like, I've just got my new Zimmer frame. It's this new brand. Oh my God, guys, you need to get on
it. You're
going
to love it.
It's so good. It's got 3 speeds.
No, I actually will. Yeah. No, it'll be like a hoverboard by then. Yeah. But so I agree with that you should like your job, mm-hmm. But I don't think that that's everything.
No.
And I think...
I know, and I feel like... It, what about... I think it's hard to achieve. And that's why I feel bad saying, even though I believe.
But no, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I think if you... Because some people will be like, I don't like anything. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
So then I think, like, you don't have to, like, your work doesn't have to be your life, but how can you make your work benefit your life more? Like, if you're someone and you fucking hate your job and you're also being paid a pittance and you're being treated like shit, make a change.
Yeah.
If your work is actually depressing you and it's making you feel terrible, make a change.
Yeah.
But... If you feel a bit like indifferent, maybe you don't love your job, you don't hate it, but
it's fine enough. You're kind of fine with the money.
Exactly.
But you don't feel fulfilled.
Yeah, but it's supporting the life that you want to live.
Yeah.
I think that's good enough.
I do. And make sure your happiness comes from other external factors.
Yeah.
And don't expect to feel dead happy from your job kind of thing.
Yeah, like overall fulfill. Like you don't... Like, you said that you absolutely love, like, photography.
Yeah.
Like, I love what I do, but there's some days where I'm like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And, like, my mind changes. And I think it's okay to not always feel like you absolutely love what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if someone does want to make a change, I genuinely think, like why do we feel like everything should like, basically, life needs to be figured out by 30.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Like, what are you going to do for the rest of your time if by 30?
I was pissed in the garden every day at 30. Really loved lockdown. You were thriving, whoring it on Insta, I was steaming in the sun in the garden. Absolutely having a ball.
Exactly. Like, have you ever seen that quote? And it's basically listing all the people who did what by what age, but like the
I have and like this I know Oprah's on it who's that big guy Steve Jobs
like so many people peaked in their like 40s 50s
Morgan 60s. Freeman I think is on it
yeah
I can picture it because it's all these like big people it's like he didn't get his first job until he was 40 or you know acting or whatever. Yeah.
And I love that. And I think it's something to remember.
Yeah, actually, that inspires me because I might just hit 40 and just, I don't know.
Make a change. I think I'm going to change career.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
What are you going to be?
I definitely will not be doing Instagram forever. What do you want to be when you grow up? I could imagine myself I would love to get into like therapy or like counselling, like that side of things.
Yeah.
Because I that is something that I thrive on.
Yeah, like, I love it.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, maybe, do you know like my retreats, like create something where I had retreats that were more constant? Because I feel like what I love to do the most is like bring people together. I love like real life community.
Yeah.
Which is so, I guess, bizarre because my job is Instagram, which is just so, it's like fake community.
Uh-huh.
But I think my driver to keep going with Instagram is because I do my things offline.
Yeah, but you have created community through Instagram.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Yeah.
You. Yeah. But basically, everyone's at fucking all different stages.
Yeah.
And yes, you can change your job even if you're 30.
You can do whatever the fuck you want in this life. But so you sent me this video from Jimmy Carr. I had already watched the video when you sent it, so I don't think I responded. Yeah, I was like, has she not seen that I've liked this?
Oh, no.
Did you not see?
No, I didn't see.
But anyway, he's a very wise man. That's not really the first time I've seen him like say something really wise.
Yeah. He's the one that's got that really great laugh, isn't he? Yeah, I love that laugh.
Have you watched his new show, by the way?
No.
Last One Laughing?
No.
Oh my God. You and Rick, like when you put the baby to, they're like 30-minute episodes. No.
Where is it on? I would love.
Oh, it's on a random thing, maybe like Amazon.
Amazon Prime?
Yeah, maybe.
We've got that.
Yeah, it's so good. He basically gets like all these top comedians in one room.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to laugh. but then he'll set them challenges where they've got to like do like proper funny stuff, and they've got to try and make each other laugh, because then if you laugh,
you're out.
Oh, and then they all sit in a room and basically watch it all unfold, and it's just so good.
Love that.
Yeah,
I'll
you would really love it. But yeah, he said this quote, and it was, life has never been objectively better and subjectively worse. And I think all of this worry that we have around feeling behind in life is because we have access to so much stuff now. We've got access to so much information. We've got access to so many people. Like back in the day, even just 10 years ago, we, maybe not 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we wouldn't go on, say, like Instagram. TikTok wasn't even available. You wouldn't go on Instagram and know what like Becky from Australia was doing. You wouldn't know where anyone who was outside of your like group of friends, maybe people who were still in your area, but not necessarily strangers, you wouldn't know what these people were doing.
No.
Whereas now we see like the most fucking random people who have got all these different privileges, have come from all of these different walks of life, and we're sat there like, oh, why is my life not like that?
Yeah. Comparison. The thief of joy.
No, it is.
No, it is. I was just being wise. No, it is. No, and it is. It's true. If you are someone that will jump to that comparison,
yeah,
bit, I don't tend to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like you really do either.
Not necessarily.
But I do think that is a massive thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when people have to take, I need to take a social media break.
Yeah.
They'll have to take a break. I always want to, like, I wonder, how do you feel then, or what's your thought process? Because if you need to take a break from it, that it's like bad for you, like, and I think it really can be bad for people to see stuff like that, can't it?
Yeah, well, I think I know it to be true for like a lot of my friends, and it's not necessarily someone comparing someone else's job, but the way that somebody else looks.
Yeah.
And like, even my friends who don't use social media in the way that I do, they just use it to like post an outfit picture on a night out or on holidays. They're very, very, very critical towards themselves and like how this photo is going to turn out. And I'm like, I don't even think like that. And I've got like hundreds and thousands of people like following my Instagram.
Yeah.
But they're like looking at how other people are doing it, like,
or how other people will perceive them.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, and like, I was on a hen party once a few years ago, and the girl whose hen it was, I think she was like, we went to the same place as this other girl who had been there like a few weeks before, and she's just someone who was from our area.
Yeah,
and we was going to the same beach club thing. But when we went, I don't think it was the right day. It was a bit cold. Like, it just wasn't a good vibe.
Yeah.
And then she felt let down because she saw these pictures of the other girl who went like a month before. Yeah. And they all looked like they was having the best time. And like, she looked amazing. And
but that's the thing. But anyone can make anything look like anything.
Yeah.
And I find that wild. Say, even if you, obviously I don't have followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you followed me, you'd think I spent my life on holiday.
Yeah.
You would. Because I'll go on holiday and like, you know, so I'll be taking pictures and videos because I'm having a great time and I might post a reel. And then I might not post anything until next time I go on holiday.
Yeah.
So if you don't look at the time between each post, which could be a year, you'll be like, this bitch is always away.
Yeah, but it's like that for a lot of people. And like other people will get loads of bitches on holiday and then like feed them through the year.
Right.
Like, because people want to appear. I think the problem is girls. People want their lives to appear better than they actually feel. Like, people care about how their life looks over how it feels.
Yeah.
And I think if
that's dangerous.
No, it is dangerous, but it's the world that we're living in.
Yeah.
We live in a world that's been, it's taken over by social media. Like, people think that they're connecting with people when in reality it's just this like false sense of connection where you're getting nothing. Like, people think, oh, I've chatted to my mate because I've watched her stories and I've seen what she's up to.
Yeah.
And I've replied to her stories, but you've not actually sat with her in a room and had a deep conversation. And I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
It probably is.
And if we stopped focusing on how our life looked and really checked in with how we feel, I think we'd all feel a lot better.
And, yeah, not feel as behind.
Yeah.
There we go. Have we just cracked it?
We've cracked it. We've got the answer.
There we go.
High five.
Look no further. You don't have to listen to another podcast ever again.
We fixed it all.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, I just think it's a crazy one. But we're all on the right path. We need to trust the timing of our life.
And go to M&S for extra long sausages. I'm still thinking about them.
Right. Well, guys, that is it today.
I hope you've enjoyed our little breakthrough.
Big breakthrough.
Big breakthrough.
We hope you're all feeling very inspired and ready to go and grab life and delete social media. But just make sure you still follow me. I need it for work.
Basically, unfollow everyone but two girls in the world.
Exactly that. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We know we've not had a what in the world.
I know, because we didn't put one up.
I know, silly us.
Why?
I know, that's three episodes. We know what in the world. But keep an eye out for...
We need it for next episode.
Yeah, we're going to pop something on the Two Girls in the World Instagram stories. So just keep an eye out for that. We hope you've... Or even if you just listen to this and you think, do you know what? I've got a what in the world. It can be a really long message, anything, like, just let us know any of your current struggles, dilemmas, anything like that, that we can delve into for our what in the world. But until then, hope you have a gorgeous week, and we will see you next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.